R94.1, co-pastor Deborah Dukes. Co-pastor Deborah Dukes, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How are you? Just feeling blessed right now.
Okay. You've got this new project, Through the Eyes of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Lord is a tremendous blessing. And I want to say, Pastor Lyle Dukes, my wonderful, awesome husband, is the visionary of this project. And we wanted to do this, again, just to bless lives, to change lives, set an atmosphere, you know. I'm just excited about it.
Was it hard coming up with the title, Through the Eyes of God?
Oh, my God. Through the Eyes of God came from prayer. As I was praying, and Pastor Dukes was praying, and oftentimes we see ourselves so inadequate to fulfill the mission and the gifts that God has given us inside. But he says you got to see yourself through the eyes of God. You know, like Paul, when God looked at Saul, he saw Paul. When God looked at Jacob, he saw Israel. And so you got to see yourself through the eyes of God. And so every tune on this CD speaks to seeing yourself through the eyes of God. Very, very awesome. Very awesome and very anointed, I would say.
Okay. How challenging is it to be a co-pastor and to be an artist, to have a music ministry also?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's really good, though, because God, his grace is sufficient. The Lord, he just provides that time, that those moments, and he just makes a way. And I think that the Lord is just blessing, of course, the preaching and teaching that we do, but also God just has provided another vehicle, another way to just spread forth the gospel. I'm doing it in song now. I'm doing it through preaching. We're doing it, you know, through teaching, training, equipping. I think God is just using everything I got, everything that Pastor Jesus has to get out the gospel. Amen.
Hey, amen, and that is great. Did you think you would be where you are now with your project?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of person that just kind of just says, God, have your way, you know. Let your will be done. You have your way in my life. You have your way with this project. And the Lord has tremendously, yes, it has gone, you know, leaps and bounds than what I had anticipated, of course, and what I just thought. I just said, God, you know, I'm just doing what you asked me to do. Pastor Dukes and I, you know, came together with this project, and we said, you know, God, we're just going to do what you would have us to do. And then, God, you do the rest. You know, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. And I just said, Lord, I'm just going to walk in your word, Pastor. We're going to walk in your word together. And just be humble and let God just do the work. And that's what God is doing. Amen. I don't need to take all the credit. To God be the glory.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
How does it make one feel when in your moments of maybe meditating at home or maybe even riding along in the car and all of a sudden there goes your song? It comes over the radio. How does that make you feel?
And it really, like, unbelievable to me. It's like, whoa, you know, thank you, Jesus, to God be the glory. Even when I'm paying attention to a particular song that I got in prayer, I love all the songs on the CD. The Lord is just tremendously blessed with the lyrics, the words of the CD. But this particular song entitled I Need You was given to me 2:30 in the morning a.m., and I was facing some storms in my life, and God just wrote those words directly and gave it to me in 1 hour, I Need You. And when I'm hearing, that's just one song, but when I'm hearing the various songs on this CD, I'm just hearing God. I'm hearing what the Lord placed inside. I'm hearing God's voice, you know, through song. And I'm just, sometimes it's just unbelievable, but I just give God the glory and I say thank you. And I hear it. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
We're talking to co-pastor Deborah Dukes, her new project, Through the Eyes of God. You mentioned God giving you a vision or giving you a song late at night. How do you come to write songs?
Again, that is God all the way, because that 2:30 in the morning when I was facing a storm, it came directly from heaven. Directly from God, because I got down on my knees and he said, I want you to write these words down. I want you to write down, I need you, in a way that I can't explain. A way, you know, that I cannot utter in human terminology. Then there are other songs that Pastor Dukes and I wrote together. Through the Eyes of God title cut was written by Pastor Lyle Dukes. And The Altar of My Heart was written by Pastor Lyle Dukes, Altar of My Heart. But there was a song that I wrote entitled Once Again, God Forgive Me Once Again. Because, you know, sometimes we messed up and again, but God wanted us to know that he can forgive us no matter what we have done, no matter what situation that we have come from or things that we've done in our life, God says, I can forgive you once again. That His blood covers and washes us, and we can be free from the guilt and stain that the enemy wants to place upon us. So every song, I just thank God for it. You know, it's just a blessing.
You mentioned your husband, Pastor Lyle Dukes. Mm-hmm. How important is he to you and the project?
Oh, my God. Pastor Lyle Dukes is, I would say, besides God, one of the best things that have ever happened to me. The Lord left me with an awesome, anointed husband who is the visionary and the pusher, really, of this project, because he believes in it so and believes in me. We have a wonderful relationship. We've been pastoring for 10 years, been married for 20 years, and the Lord has tremendously blessed us, not just on the pulpit, but we just have a relationship outside of the pulpit, and we bring what we have and what God has placed in us, and through, you know, developing and growing over time, relationship that's just beyond no other, I feel. He's a good man, a good man.
Okay.
Yeah.
At a woman's conference, I can see that love. I feel that love there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the women's conference, oh, my God. Awesome time. It's entitled Don't Block My Flow, and that was a theme that the Lord had given me entitled Don't Block My Flow, because a lot of times we look at our destiny and our goals and what we want to become, but a lot of times we just got to look at what's hindering us from getting to that destiny. Yes, the Lord has given us a plan and purpose for our lives, and God has a destiny for us, but how come we're not getting there? That's the question. And so every woman is going to pack out this place. I have an overflow. My God, people are coming in from all over the world to be at this Don't Block My Flow conference to deal with what's hindering us from moving forward. And we're the speakers are just awesome. Pastor Reba Timms, Pastor Darlene Bishop, co-pastor Lorraine Pointis, my mom will be there. Also, you know, myself, I'll be speaking. Then our guest artist will be Vicki Yo, Dorinda Clark Cole. I mean, and of course, Pastor Lyle Dukes will be speaking and touching on his book that he has written entitled Prayer. So we're looking to have a grand, awesome, anointed breakthrough time.
All right. Yeah. Now, Pastor Dukes, co-pastor Deborah, tell us where your church is located and tell us the time of the conference.
All right, Lord, I'm getting it. And the detail, let me see about the church location. Yes, 14401 Telegraph Road. It will be held in Woodbridge, Virginia. That's the Harvest Life Changers Church in Woodbridge, Virginia, 14401 Telegraph Road. And the number where you can reach us or register online or call us, the phone number is 703-490-4040. Or you can register online, www.harvestlifechangers.com.
Why is it important for women to get together in a positive manner?
There's power when women come together. There is power, breakthrough power. It's something women have always been, you know, worshipers. We can just get to God and you know, we were the church. You know, yes, the Lord is blessed with awesome men of God. But when women come together with a detailed minds that we do have, and if we can come together in unity, that's so much power than us coming against one another, as that has, you know, been known to happen as well. But when women of God come together in unity, there will be power in the place.
You have an awesome ministry with your husband, Lyle. You have a project out through the eyes of God. Mm-hmm. You are gearing up for a women's conference. What's next for co-pastor Deborah Dukes?
What's next? Now we will see what's on the horizon. I want you to let me know that. what's next? We got so many things coming up. We have another conference coming up called the Ministry of Excellence Conference. We have so many things coming up. But for Deborah, for co-pastor Deborah Dukes, we will see. We will see.
Well, co-pastor, it has been a pleasure. And may God continue to bless you on everything that you touch. We speak life that all
God
the things that
you
touch will continue to be anointed and be a blessing for others.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me also give you that toll-free number, how you can register for this conference,
okay,
or get to us. 877-867-3853. And again, I want to appreciate your time. And your time for this evening, God bless you too.
God bless you. We appreciate you.
All right.
We're talking to co-pastor Deborah Dukes, the project Through the Eyes of God, the conference Don't Block Your Flow. It happens in Woodbridge, Virginia. Get there.